It's such a blessing to be here tonight. Just utmost thankful to have a church family like I have here. This has nothing to do with my message tonight, but I feel led to say it tonight. I want you to be careful what you ask God for. Be careful what you ask God for. A couple months ago, I was sitting at the house and got down in the dumps. Old Satan got on my back, and he got to talking to me and telling me how unfit I am, how just useless I was, and that I wasn't doing what I needed to be doing. And I just got right with God, and I said, God, if it be your will and you have called me to preach, I pray you open the door. I said, I pray you open the door so that I can go preach. I said, you've called me to preach. I know you've called me to preach, but prove it to Satan one good time that you are who you say you are, and you do what you say you do. And boy, was I mistaken doing that. I have been on the road a lot here lately, and I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful that God heard my prayer, but it's still so nice to be at home here at Union Chapel. Tonight, I'm going to be preaching on a little subject. I was going to preach it during revival, but tonight I feel like God has called me to be here tonight. If I titled it tonight, I'd have to title it, He Won't Just Get You By, But He's Going to See You Through. He's going to see you through. Every single time, no matter what He leads you to or what this world leads you to, Jesus Christ, as sure as it is, He's going to see you through it. There's not one thing that you'll be faced with that He ain't done handled. There's not one step you're going to take in your life that He hasn't done set before you. There's not one step that that you might think that He's forgot about. Tonight, I want you to know that He wrote the book. He had the playbook for us tonight, if you will. And He knows where we're going and what we do every single day. But tonight, we're going to be in the book of Exodus. And we're going to look at a couple of sections of Scripture here in Exodus. We're going to be in to begin with, we're going to be in Exodus chapter number 14, and we're going to read two verses tonight in Exodus 14, verses 13 and 14 tonight. I want you to know that no matter what you're going through tonight, He's going to see you through it. Tonight, if you found your place in Exodus chapter number 14, beginning in verse number 13 and 14, I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word tonight. In Exodus chapter number 14, beginning in verse 13, the Bible tells me, "And Moses said unto the people, Fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which He will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you shall see them again no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you," in verse 14, "and ye shall hold your peace." Let us pray tonight. Lord God in heaven, I come to you now, Lord God, just to thank you. Thank you so much for another opportunity to be in your house. Lord God, I pray right now that if somebody's troubled tonight, Lord God, you let them know that their troubles are nothing, that you can't handle them tonight, and that you are going to see them through it. Lord God, if they have problems in their life, Lord God, let them know that it's just a little storm, and as all storms do, Lord God, they come in and they blow away, Lord God, and you're still constant. Lord God, I pray that we be found faithful in you tonight. Lord God, I pray that if there's a man, woman, boy, or girl that has wandered in the house tonight, Lord God, I pray that you just go ahead and start convicting hearts if they've never received that free pardon of sin, Lord God. Lord God, don't let somebody walk out this door tonight that may not be in line with you. Lord God, I pray right now that you just have your will and way through this service tonight. Lord God, I pray that you be with our mission team. Lord God, I pray that you just keep your hand of protection around them. Lord God, I pray that you pour out double portion of blessings on them and whoever they may come in contact with. Lord God, I pray that you allow them to be the lights that you have them to be. Lord God, I pray that you also allow us to be the light that we need to be here while they are gone. Lord God, I pray that you just have your will and way tonight through tonight's services. In Jesus' name I do pray. Amen. You may be seated tonight. Tonight, we're going to be in Exodus a good bit. We're going to do a lot of tossing and turning tonight. I want you to know, though, that throughout the book of Exodus, we're going to see that God continued to make a way for Moses. Why did He do that? We're going to get to that here in just a little bit. But I want you to know that just as He continued to make a way for Moses, no matter what you're doing, where you've been, what you've got going on, He's going to make a way for you today just like He did for Moses then. Tonight, He is still the way maker, the miracle worker. He is who He says He is. He is God Almighty, and He never changes. Tonight, I want you to know, or I want you to sit there and think about tonight, why did Moses allow God to use him? And how were we similar to Moses? Tonight I want to look at three points that I found throughout the book of Exodus. God has been dealing with me throughout the book of Exodus. He's had me there for a long time now, and I've just been studying and chewing the cud, if you will, just allowing God to show me what he'd want me to see tonight. And tonight I want you to know, the first thing I want you to know that Moses had was a past tonight. Every single one of us have a past. When we come and we first meet Jesus, we have a past. And there's not one bit of it that he hasn't already forgiven. Tonight he is a forgiven God, and there's nothing that you can do that can ever separate you enough from him. He's going to always be there for you. You may not always be there, and you may not always think that you are right where you needed to be, but tonight I want you to know God never changes. He's there always. He's always there with open arms ready to receive you back into his kingdom. Tonight I want you to know that Moses had a past, and if you'll look with me in Exodus chapter number 2 tonight, we're going to look at a couple of ways that Moses had a past tonight, but who doesn't have a past? Tonight we're going to look at in Exodus chapter number 2, beginning in verse 11, we're going to see that Moses was a murderer. Tonight we see that Moses, he was a murderer. In Exodus chapter number 2, in verse 11, the Bible tells me, "And it came to pass in those days when Moses was grown that he went out unto his brethren and looked on their burdens, and he spied an Egyptian smiting an Hebrew, one of his brethren. And he looked this way and that way, and when he saw that there was no man, he slew the Egyptian and hid him in the sand." Tonight I want you to know that Moses, he was chosen by God to lead the Israelites out of Egypt. He was chosen even though he had a past, even though God knew that he was a murderer, he still chose Moses to be his mouthpiece. Tonight we're going to look at a couple of things, and I want you to know that you may be a murderer in here tonight. I highly doubt you are, but if you are, I pray that you just bear with me. But tonight, I want you to know that no matter where you've been or what you've done, you've got a past, but God forgives it tonight. In Exodus chapter number 3, we're also seeing that not only was he a murderer, but he was misaligned with God. In Exodus chapter number 3 and verse 6, the Bible says, "Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God." Tonight I want you to know that Moses, he was misaligned with God. He didn't line up exactly where God would have him to be at the time. This is taking place at the burning of the bush. It was a holy ground, and Moses stumbled upon it. And he just stumbled upon God. And if you go back and look with me in Exodus chapter number 3 and verse 4, it said, "And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here am I." In verse 5 it said, "And he said, Draw not thy hither, put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground." Tonight I want you to know that God come to Moses, and this is after that he had already become doing what God had told him to do, and he started to doubt where he was at in his relationship with Jesus Christ, and God had to show him something. A lot of times in our Christian walk, we get to a point where we might start doubting. We might start doubting if we are on the right track, and God has sent a sign to straighten us up. He'll send a sign to straighten us up. He'll use the Holy Ghost to prick our heart and pull us back into where we need to be. Just as Moses, he was kind of doubting where he was at in his relationship with Jesus Christ, he sent the burning bush so that he could know that he was dealing with a great I Am tonight. Tonight, not only do we see that he was a murderer and that he was misaligned with God throughout his past, but I also want you to look in Exodus chapter number 4. Tonight, Exodus chapter number 4, in verses 10 through 15. Tonight, I want you to know that not only was he a murderer, not only was he misaligned with God, but tonight I want you to know that he was just a misfit, chosen to lead. I've heard Brother BJ say him many a times. I've heard him say that we're all just misfits, looking for a place to fit in. God chooses and he calls the misfits. He uses the people that don't think they fit in anywhere. Tonight I want you to know that Moses, he had to realize that he was a misfit, but God still chose him to lead. In Exodus chapter number 4, beginning in verse 10, the Bible said, "And Moses said unto the Lord, O my Lord, I am not eloquent, neither heretofore nor since thou hast spoken unto thy servant, but I am slow of speech and of a slow tongue. And the Lord said unto him, Who hath made man's mouth? Or who maketh the dumb or deaf, or the seeing or the blind? Have not I the Lord? Now therefore I will be with thy mouth and teach thee what thou shalt say. And he said, O my Lord, send, I pray thee, by the hand of him who thou wilt send. In verse 14 it said, And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Moses. And he said, Is not Aaron the Levite thy brother? I know that he can speak well, and also, behold, he cometh forth to meet thee. And when he seeth thee, he will be glad in his heart. In verse 15, the Bible says, And thou shalt speak unto him, and put words in his mouth, and I will be with thy mouth and with his mouth, and will teach you what ye shall do. Tonight I want you to know that Moses, he was a misfit, just as I am up here tonight. I get to rambling, I get to talking, and I sometimes stutter. But God uses people that have those kind of problems in their life. It doesn't matter what you may have in your life. If he's called you to witness and called you to preach, he's going to give you the words and he's going to touch your mouth when you go out and witness. This afternoon, I want you to know that no matter where you're at, God is with you always. Tonight, not only do we see that Moses had a past tonight, but I also want to look at how Moses, he had a passion tonight. Moses had a passion, just like every single one of us have. We may be passionate about something. Tonight, I want you to know Moses' passion was to serve and to help God's people at this time. He knew that he was called by God and that God had orchestrated the events that he has taken part in, and he knew that he had a plan and a role. Tonight, I want you to know that whatever your passion is tonight, I want you to know that if you have a passion, you love it tonight. And I want you to know that Moses, he loved to help God's people. Right here, I want you to look with me I want you to see that Moses had a passion to learn from God tonight, just as he did while he was trying to persuade Pharaoh. If you go back and you look and where he is starting to persuade Pharaoh, God kept sending him back time and time and time and time again. And every single time, God would tell him, Now I'm going to harden Pharaoh's heart. Why did he harden Pharaoh's heart? He hardened Pharaoh's heart so that he knew that Moses would do what he told him to do. He wanted to test Moses to make sure that Moses was going to do exactly what he had told him to do. Tonight I want you to know when God tells you something, there's going to be things that pop up. There's going to be a situation that may arise tonight. And I want you to know that as long as you're doing what you have been told to do, God's going to see you through it tonight. Not only did he have a passion to learn from God, but he also had a passion to listen to God. He had to listen to God when God called him and was leading the Israelites out of Egypt, and they got to the Red Sea. He had to listen to God. He was confused. He had gotten to the Red Sea, and there was nowhere to go. There ain't nowhere to go. You've heard the term, when your back's against the wall, you ain't got nothing else to do. His back was against the wall. The Egyptians and Pharaoh was in hot pursuit, and they had nowhere to go. They had gotten to the Red Sea. And God called to him and he said, Just listen to me. He said, Just pick up your staff, hit it on the ground. And I'm paraphrasing here, but he said, Pick up your staff, hit it on the ground, listen to me, and tell the sea to split. He said, If you'll do what I'm telling you to do and you just tell the sea to split, it's going to split. When you have no other way in this world and there's nothing else you can do, God makes a way. When there's nothing else that you can turn to, nobody you can turn to, you can always call on God. He's always there. There's not one thing that you will encounter, and I know I'm just like sound like a broken record up here. I keep repeating it, but there's not one thing that you can encounter in this world that he can't handle, that he will not see you through. Tonight, I also want you to know that not only did he have to learn from God, he had a passion to learn from God, and not only did he have a passion to listen to God, but tonight I want you to know he had a passion to lead. We'll go ahead and turn there. Exodus chapter number 17 tonight. In Exodus chapter number 17, in verses 8 through 16. In verses 8 through 16 of the text. Moses had a passion to lead. How do I know he had a passion to lead? We'll see it here in the text. In Exodus chapter number 17, verse 8, the Bible says, Then came Amalek and fought with Israel and Rephidim. And Moses said unto Joshua, Choose us out men and go out fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand. So Joshua did as Moses had said to him and fought with Amalek, and Moses, Aaron, and Ur went up to the top of the hill. In verse 11, it says, "And it came to pass, when Moses held his hand up, that Israel prevailed. And when he let his hand down, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands were heavy, and they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat thereon. And Aaron and Ur stayed up his hands, the one on one side and the other on the other side. And his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. And Joshua discomfited Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. And the Lord said unto Moses, Write this for a memorial in a book, and rehearse it in the ears of Joshua. For I will utterly put out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven. And Moses built an altar and called the name of it Jehovah Nissi. For he said, Because the Lord hath sworn that the Lord will have war with Amalek from generation to generation." Tonight I see that Moses had a passion to lead. He had to have a passion. He got up there and he was on top of a hill, and as long as his hands was up, his people prevailed against Amalek. He had to have a passion. He had to be passionate about being up there because he knew that his people depended on him. Tonight I want you to know you may have a passion to do what God has called you to do, but I want you to know that there's going to be times that come against you and it's going to get tough. Just stay the course. Make sure you surround yourself with brothers and sisters in Christ that are like-minded. It is very important that we have a like-minded friendship with our friends. I pray that you have found yourself in those situations, and I pray that your brother and sister in Christ has been able to be like Aaron and Ur and just been there so that you can hold your hands up and they can keep your hands up tonight. But if they ain't available, I want you to know the Holy Ghost of heaven will hold your hands up. When you are fighting and it's all you're doing all the digging and clawing and you are fighting and you're back against the wall and there's nowhere else you can go, the Holy Ghost of heaven has your back. Tonight I want you to know you're never alone through anything. But not only do I see that Moses had a past, and not only do I see that Moses had a passion, but tonight something that Moses had that was very, very important to him was he had a possession tonight. I want you to know he had a possession. And just like Moses had a couple of possessions that we're going to look at, I want you to know we have a bunch of them too. Tonight in Exodus chapter number 4, in verses 2 through 5, we see that Moses, he had a rod. Tonight I want you to know in Exodus chapter number 2, or chapter number 4, verses 2 through 5, the Bible says, "And the Lord said unto him, What is that in thine hand? And he said, A rod. He said, Cast it on the ground, and he cast it on the ground, and it became a serpent, and Moses fled from before it. And the Lord said unto Moses, Put forth thine hand, and take it by the tail. And he put forth his hand, and caught it, and it became a rod in his hand." I want you to know, in verse 5 it says, "That they may believe that the Lord God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, hath appeared unto thee." Tonight I want you to know Moses, he had the rod of God. God had showed him a miracle by using a rod. He had turned it to a serpent, and he had to use that so that he knew who God was and that he was without a doubt. Tonight I want you to know, just like Moses was without a doubt as long as he had his rod, tonight as long as you cling to the word of God, you will not have a doubt. He may have a rod, Moses may have had a rod, but tonight I want you to know the biggest tool and the biggest weapon that you have against this world that we live in today is the word of God. As long as you hold on to it and you line yourself up with it, everything's going to take care of itself. Tonight, I want you to know that we are blessed to have the word of God. Not only did Moses have a rod, but I want you to know that he had the right intentions. He had the right intentions to lead God's people out of Egypt. He had the right intentions to become that leader that we have seen throughout the text. Tonight I want you to know that as long as you have the right intentions and you listen to God and you allow him to talk to you and you follow through with everything he says, you will be taken care of tonight. Not only did he have a rod and did he have the right intentions tonight, but I want you to know that the most important possession Moses had was a relationship with the righteous Father. Tonight I want you to know that just as Moses had that relationship with the righteous Father, it's available to every single one of us. Tonight there's not one single person that he'll turn away. If he would have turned anybody away, he'd have turned me away. But because of who he is and because of the promise that he's made to each and every one of us, he still welcomes us no matter what. He never sees us as too far gone. There's not one thing that you can do in your life that will ever separate you from the relationship that he wants with you. And tonight I want you to know that Moses, he had the relationship with the righteous Father. But tonight I just want you to know that Moses, he considered himself unfit and unusable. He just considered himself unfit and unusable. And God turned him around. And God had other plans and intentions for Moses. There's not one time in our lives that we know more than God. A lot of times we try to play Mr. Know-it-all. And we try to have our ways are better than his ways kind of situation going. And I want you to know that you must humble yourself and listen to what he has for you and abide by his plan. Times may get tough, but we must trust him through them. Because when he does, or when we do encounter them times, he won't just get us by, but he's going to see us through. Let us pray tonight. Lord God in heaven, I come to you now just to thank you for another opportunity to be here tonight. Lord God, I thank you for who you are. Lord God, I thank you that you are the way maker tonight. Lord God, I thank you that no matter what I've done or where I've been, Lord God, you still seen it fit to save an old sinner like myself. Lord God, I thank you for the relationship that I have with you. Lord God, I thank you for the possessions that I have and the passions that I have. And the Lord God, I thank you for who you are. Lord God, I thank you for the Holy Ghost of heaven that comes and lives inside of me so that when I do try to go wayward, Lord God, you're there to correct my reins, Lord God, and straighten me back up. Lord God, I thank you for who you are. Lord God, and I pray right now that if there's a man, woman, boy, or girl that have wandered in here tonight and don't know what the free pardon of sin is, Lord God, I pray that you just allow them to come forth tonight. Lord God, I pray that you convict them until they do come forth. Lord God, and I pray for just over the next few moments that if Satan tries to intervene, Lord God, I pray that you cast him as far as the east is from the west out of this house. Lord God, he has no business being here because he is a defeated foe by the blood of Calvary this evening, Lord God, and forever. Lord God, I pray that you just have your will and way over the next few minutes. It's in Jesus' name. Amen.